here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNY Mutual Group's Discovery Conference. And in one of the more transparent and, dare I say, emotional sessions of the day, it was entitled DEI from the Eyes of Credit Unions. Paul Kundert from University of Wisconsin Credit Union, John Bissell from Greylock Federal Credit Union, and Maurice Smith from Local Government Federal Credit Union, all moderated by Renee Satty-White from AACUC, talked about their DEI journey and just very, some really transparent responses from these folks, and really makes you stop and think. So in this particular clip, Renee asked the three gentlemen about some of the challenges they've experienced on their DEI journeys. Check it out.
You know, what challenges we face as an organization, I'm happy to add two to my own personal journey, but for us, we started off with good intentions and a lot of education, and it was important because I grew up in a community that didn't have a lot of diversity, and I came to this job not knowing a lot. And so for us, the easy part of our journey was the education. Let's get people training on cultural competency and implicit bias and tribalism and the things that influence the competence of the organization and either are anti-racist or perpetuating racism. And we do employee engagement surveys every year, and the results are amazing. But 1 year in about 2017, we asked, do we break down the results by self-reported demographics? How do male and female employees rate our engagement? What about people of different races than the majority white? And we did that, and when we got those results, every group was relatively happy here, but we were staring at disparities in the levels of engagement, and what got difficult was figuring out, why is that? Why are people having a different experience here? And we hired a consultant that came in and actually did focus groups with folks that were willing to volunteer. And we heard some stuff that was very, was going to move beyond good intentions to practices and changing things that weren't going to be as easy as taking a course and learning about something you didn't know about. For me, and we're working on that, we actually... For the first part of our journey, we did it ourselves, really. We had someone in HR that was fully committed to this work, and we all said we all own it. And I think there was some good to that, but a couple years ago, we added a VP of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Sheila Milton, and we did that because we didn't know what to do next with how some of the challenges that we uncovered. For me personally, I think the most difficult thing has been growing up in a world where race wasn't something we talked about around the table, and as a CEO, I'm used to feeling like I know what people are talking about in the room, and so just the vulnerability of entering into conversations where I don't know as much about other people, and I feel I have good intentions, but I am often concerned that my words are going to reveal an ignorance that people are going to interpret as having bad intentions. And I think that vulnerability as a CEO is tough, and I think you just have to step into it. I think one of the things that you do learn is that that for a lot of us that grew up in a white majority culture, we didn't have to focus on race. It wasn't a part of the way we raised kids or how we were raised. And so we're stepping at times into something that a lot of other people know a lot more about. And just be willing to stumble in conversations, to be vulnerable and seem ignorant because you are learning, you're trying to learn, but you don't know what others know. And I think that's been the toughest thing for me because that's an uncomfortable feeling for most people, but especially I think in the CEO role.
Wow, Paul, thank you, one, for being so transparent, and thank you for your insightful answer. That is great wisdom in leadership, and it's always... To me, it's always wise to say, you know, sometimes I just don't know, and it's okay. So thank you for that, Paul. I really appreciate that. John, I'm going to turn that one over to you. What's been the most challenging thing for you personally, along with is there any wound that's going to be still open that you need to heal?
Yeah, thank you. So a lot of what Paul said really resonates with me, the need for folks who look like me in leadership roles to be vulnerable in the work. You know, there's a hell of a lot we don't know that we need to know. And the folks around us have to feel safe to tell us what we need to know, even when it hurts. So making ourselves open to having those conversations, I think, is necessary. For me personally, I'd say the most challenging part, the most painful part of my DEI journey on a personal front has been I've had to face some difficult truths about my own identity. On my dad's side, my family came to this continent in the 1630s. My mom's family a few hundred years later. And we have a lot of pride in that family heritage. There's people within my family tree. There's Revolutionary War and Civil War heroes buried all over the New England hills here all around where I'm sitting today. But of course, in addition to our pride in that heritage comes the reality of the fact that my ancestors participated in the original sin of, you know, the theft of land from indigenous peoples and the creation of the economy on chattel slavery. That's the economy that's really still I'm benefiting from today. So facing that reality was difficult, you know, as I came to identify with those realities. And it's still difficult, frankly, but it's necessary not just to wallow in sort of guilt and shame around that, but to turn that into action and turn it into cultural change within myself, within my organization, to identify white supremacy behaviors where I'm bringing them forward or where they exist in my community or in my organization and dismantling that. So I feel like that will be a forever part of my work. That's not something you figure out and solve and move on. I think that's just a daily practice that I need to engage in. I'm grateful to have a lot of fabulous partners around me helping me with that and a board that's 100% supportive of that process.
Outstanding. Thank you, John. Truly, thank you for that honest answer, because it's hard to dig deep. The greatest gift anybody can have is self-awareness. And when you look in the mirror and you can tackle some of the things that are challenging, bravo. Good for you. So thank you. Thank you. Maurice, you opened up the wound. So tell us, what has been the most challenging thing for you personally? And when this moves to something different, what wounds will still need to be healed for you personally?
Good question, Renee. First of all, I want to salute John and Paul for their transparency here. The thing that feels most challenging to me personally is recognizing that I do not know where the rest of my blind spots are. Because I entered this conversation some time ago not believing I had blind spots. And the fact of the matter is I saw the world as an African-American male. I didn't have a gender lens on that. I didn't think about it from the standpoint of, you know, immigration or Hispanic community or any other groups that might identify do some other characteristics. I just saw it as an African-American male and presumed based on that demographic alone that I had a pretty good handle on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And later through conversations with colleagues like we have here, my own ignorance was exposed from that. So I just assumed, and I think it's a really good assumption, that I probably have a lot of other blind spots. What troubles me is I don't know where they are. And so I'm gonna probably say something stupid or probably make an assumption that is ill-informed, or I'm gonna probably make a decision that could injure someone and it would be unintentional, but still it comes with no excuses. And so my challenge is trying to understand, so how do I figure what else do I not know on this journey? And I'm not sure if I truly will arrive at some point, but I feel like I figured it all out. Because just when I think I have a pretty good handle on this, someone will say something to me, and I'll have this revelation that, well, I didn't see that coming. That wasn't even on my radar. So my challenge is within myself about making myself a better human being by appreciating the differences and the diversities of all of my friends, my colleagues, my neighbors, all of humanity. I feel like that's going to be a lifelong journey. Might be a bit of a challenge, but I see I have no choice but to go down this path.
Well, thank you for your very vulnerable answer there, Maurice Smith. I appreciate that. I do.
Thank you very much for that information. Stay tuned for more coverage of CUNY Mutual Group's Discovery Conference here on CU Broadcast.